When we think of the Christian and his privilege of worship, also of the obligation which we have to worship God according to his will. But what are we talking about when we say we should worship God in dynamic worship? We mean active, empowering worship. Worship that centers on God, that gives to him honor, adoration, and praise. Worship that draws upon his strength and power for our lives. While worship is primarily giving to God, it results in blessings of receiving. Have you ever heard someone say, "I just don't get much out of the worship service"? There are some answers that have been given to that statement, but such a statement could be a reflection upon the worshiper rather than on the service. And we need to take a look at some things that have been suggested in the past that could help put quality into your worship. First of all, make Sunday worship a priority. It is the most important commitment of the week. It is nothing less than meeting with God. And secondly, don't bring God leftovers. God has always demanded first fruits. He cannot be satisfied with scraps. Get plenty of sleep on Saturday night and come to worship with an alert and refreshed mind and put your all into the worship service. In the third place, one needs to prepare their mind. Discipline begins in the mind, and so does discipleship. Train your mind to concentrate on spiritual things. There's some people who let their mind just wander from one thing to another, maybe things of yesterday or tomorrow and so forth. This is not the way you worship God in your mind. In the fourth place, we need to be on time. Rushing in makes it difficult for you to settle into meditation. And in addition to that, it disturbs other worshipers. So you're interfering with the other person's worship as well. And we need to bring our Bibles. Coming to worship without your Bible is like going out to drive your car without your keys. We need God's Word if we're going to worship Him correctly. Open your mouth and sing. Singing is not an option. It is a command. And when I have led singing and looked out into the audience and see a few people not even joining in, that tells me immediately, according to the Scriptures, they are not worshiping God. Those who violate this command are just as guilty as if they neglected the assembly in the first place. Now, we need to be friendly. Worship is enhanced when done as a family. Family members should know and love each other. And we are of God's family, remember that. Listen carefully to the sermon. Taking notes will help. Follow along in your Bible. Take the message seriously. It will help you to do this. And it will encourage the speaker, and he will do a better job if he's encouraged. And it will show non-Christians that you're serious about what you're doing in the church building. Make your worship God-centered, not man-centered. This is one of the great problems in the religious world today, is man-centered religion. Worship is primarily a giving situation. It is the giving of ourselves that we do when we come in to worship God. Not giving, no getting. Think about it the next time you hear someone say, "I don't get much out of worship service." Well, one of the answers to that is, maybe you didn't bring anything to get it in. Think about it.